Okay, sometimes Observer Sin does stories, sometimes he does questions. Today we're going to do a story. What happened was that the Chavetz Chaim, after a rabbinical conference in Vilna, 2 days in a row we're doing Chavetz Chaim stories. Ah, very good. So after a rabbinical conference in Vilna, the Chavetz Chaim hurried to the station to catch a train back to Radin. What happened was he needed to get back, but on the way everyone saw the Chavetz Chaim and he was stopped again and again by people who sought his advice or his bracha. The Chavetz Chaim is a person of Avos Yisrael. He was close to 90 years old. It was very hard for him to give them a full attention. Every single time someone stopped him. But every single time, he stopped to talk to each person personally on whatever they needed. He didn't want to chas v'shalom offend someone, cause a chilul Hashem. When he finally reached the station, he just missed the train by just a few minutes, as it was Rabbi. He sat down to wait for the next train, which was scheduled to arrive back to Radin in another 2 hours. He was usually, when someone would do that, he would be very upset. But the Chavetz Chaim said, no, it's okay. However, what happened was the Chavetz Chaim waited. It was only after a few moments had passed, announcement had arrived that there was another train going to Radin. The Chavetz Chaim climbed on the board and headed home. The next day, the newspapers publicized an apology from the railroad company for their mistake on the previous day. What happened was the train from Vilna to Radin had accidentally left in the wrong direction, taking some of its passengers down away from Radin. A few minutes later, the conductor for the train realized his mistake. He turned the train around and headed back to Radin, stopping off in the Vilna station where the Chavetz Chaim boarded the train. It wasn't a second train that the Chavetz Chaim got on. It was actually the first, the very same train that he just missed about. But Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tziyat D'Shmaya, made it go in the wrong way. The whole story here of Zobrasi wants to say is that Kadosh Baruch Hu looks after the people who look out for him. Then even though, you know, sometimes people, you know, they have their own agendas, but they understand there are other people in need. The Chavetz Chaim said, hey, you know, I'm willing to miss my train, and then to not cause another Jew to be hurt, for every Jew to be able to feel like they're cared for. And what happened was, the Kadosh Baruch Hu took care of them. So what happened was, this story was told Rav Chaim to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. This is a credible story of the Chavetz Chaim. And what happened was, Rav Chaim Kanievsky said back to the person who told him, you don't have to go back to the Chavetz Chaim to see Ashkacha Pratis that surrounds Torah scholars. Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, I'm going to tell you a story from our own times about the special attention that Hashem shows people that care about their Torah study. Rav Chaim then told said the following story. So there was a Talmud Chacham who took very great care never to miss a moment from his Kfiyas Itma Torah, that he always had his time set aside for Torah. He never made sure not to miss a second. After his long nights over learning and a very strong night sitter, sometimes in the afternoon, he would put his head down for a few minutes so he could learn the rest of the afternoon with a strong intensity. What happened was this poor Talmud Chacham, didn't even have money for an alarm clock. So what did he do? He sat down before he lay down to sleep and he prayed to Hashem, he should wake him up at precisely 3:30 so he could get back to yeshiva on time. Chaim Kanievsky said, the story goes, is that every day at 3:30, there would be an annoying fly buzzing around the room, landing on him. And day after day, this fly repeated its pattern. Exactly at 3:30, it landed on him and woke him up without missing a day. Chaim wanted to say that if a person devotes themselves to Torah study, the person devotes themselves to Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of them. Just like the Chavetz Chaim didn't want to hurt another Yid, and he was willing to miss his train, and the train came back for him. So too, this story of Chaim Kanievsky said, the story goes is that the Yid didn't have enough money for an alarm clock, but Kadosh Baruch Hu sent in the alarm clock. What was the alarm clock? It was that fly every day. My wife always likes to say, I don't know if this is actually brought down or not, psychological books, but if you sometimes you could write the number on your forehead, and sometimes it works, it doesn't work. I'm even yavin lemaisa. But at the end of the day, I think these two stories are very, very, very powerful. When a person goes out of the way for Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them tremendous hashkacha and tremendous siyat d'shmaya. Rabbi Simon, in conclusion, likes quoting from the tzaddik Rav Yechiel Milchel of Zlotchev, who says that the word emuna, to have faith, was actually a lashon of hamshacha, of bringing down. And he quotes the pasuk of Yechiel Milchel Zlotchev from the pasuk of in Megillas Esther. The pasuk says, "Vayhi omen es hadasa," and he knew hadasa first to Mordechai and to Esther. But Yechiel Milchel Zlotchev wants to say that when a person has a muna, you draw down shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is connected to the Chavetz Chaim and the Chaim Kanievsky story. When a person lives with a tremendous and devotion and loyalty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings down shefa to that person. We should be zochu Be'ez Hashem to live loyal and dedicated lives. And Be'ez Hashem, the more we do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will share us with his shefa and with his bracha. Shkoyach.